Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
So we're on episode 24. Just like the TV show.
Wow. Tick tock.
That's right. Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I've recouped pretty damn well from the 24-hour movie marathon.
Nice.
I was good after it, and I'm good now. And what about you, man?
Oh, I'm in rough shape. part of me thinks that's why I'm sick right now. It's probably because of the marathon. Yeah, I woke up, forgot which morning it was. I've lost all sense of time since the marathon. But yeah, sore throat, plugged sinuses, runny nose, all that fun stuff. And just a few days before South by Southwest, so
I find it really odd that every time you go on like a festival trip, you get sick.
Yeah,
Sucks, man. Well,
this time I think it was stress related combined with fatigue. I just started a new job, right? I'm 3 weeks in, and
yeah.
Oh man, it's just so much to learn.
Just dropping all that cash though, and
that too,
and you could get you. Technically, you could probably get worse, and you might miss some screenings, like Fantastic Fest.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm hoping my goal is to see about four a day. If I do four, I'll be super happy.
I've been told that rum cures all.
Oh, okay.
Drink lots of rum.
I'll give that a try. Right on, man. So
the alcoholic in me says that.
Yeah.
There is a reason why I've quit drinking.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So what else have you been up to since the marathon? What's new and exciting?
Well, I'm not going to South by Southwest. That sucks.
It does, man.
I really wish I was, but that festival is just not for me.
Yeah.
It's a little too hectic. There's no guarantee you're going to see your films. I don't like that. I like destroying festivals. I like seeing every possible movie I possibly can, not standing in line for an hour.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah. Well, I'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I hope for the best, man. What's the plan? Are you bringing the recorder? Are you going to do some, shows?
Yeah. I'm going to bring the recorder. I'll do the interviews like I did last time at Fantastic Fest. And I'm hoping to find a guest co-host, toward the end of the festival, just do like, you know, top five movies, general commentary on South By and anything else. It'll be probably a short show, but
cool.
I'd like to do something like that.
We don't have any rules, man. I love that.
I know.
Do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah, exactly.
We can record a show during a 24-hour movie marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
We just do what the hell we want, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
Nobody tells me what to do, man. Fuck that.
Exactly. That's right. Otherwise, let's see.
How are your Vancouver Canucks doing?
I haven't the slightest clue. I don't watch hockey anymore. And
dude,
they're like, I think at the top, close to the top of their division, but in the hunt.
My Red Wings lost two games in a row for the first time this season.
Oh, really?
Today.
Yeah, it was Boston this morning, right?
And a buddy of mine who might be listening, Balky, big Boston fan.
Oh, no.
Gonna kill me tomorrow, man.
Oh, no.
Gonna kill me.
That sucks, man.
And Liverpool with a really shocking tie.
Yeah.
It's a third division Blackburn today.
After their massive run.
Yeah, but FA Cup quarterfinals. they now have a replay in Blackburn.
That's right.
Yeah. And
I watched the second half because I slept through the first half.
How'd you like that Martin Skrtel injury?
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's scary, man. He's the backbone.
I got Liverpool in a couple of weeks. United versus Liverpool, and let Skrtel be done for a month, man.
You guys, you've got a tough schedule coming up. You're playing against like all the top teams in the table.
Do I sound afraid?
You should
this
be.
Is Manchester United, goddammit.
All right, you can feign that confidence all you want, man.
And hell, man, baseball.
Oh, that's right. Spring training started.
My mighty Boston Red Sox are getting prepped for the World Series run they're going to do this year.
Nice.
Even though they finished last in the division last year.
Oh, no way. Wow.
Yeah. Signed some pitching, got some hitting.
Right on.
World Series, baby.
World Series. You heard it here first.
I wouldn't bet money on that. On a sad note, the really great documentary filmmaker Joe Berlinger died last week, and I was a really big fan of that guy. Remember the movie Devil's Knot?
Oh, yeah. A
really crappy Adam Egoyan film about
yeah. The
West Memphis Three. Well, Joe Berenger and Bruce Sanofsky made Paradise Lost,
yeah,
which was all about that whole West Memphis Three thing. They made three movies about it.
Yeah, that's
right. And they were all so much better than that piece of crap. And he made a really awesome documentary a couple of years ago about Metallica called Some Kind of Monster.
Yeah, that was really good.
So good.
Yeah.
And he directed the kind of underrated Blair Witch 2.
Oh, he did. Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So he'll be missed. He was really young. He was like 50-something.
Oh, brutal.
Sucks.
Yeah.
But, yeah. We don't talk about that kind of stuff. So I thought I'd point that out.
Yeah, for
he'll,
sure.
He'll be missed.
Yeah. Well, thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah.
Anything else before we move into the main event?
No, I'm good.
Cool. All right. Well.
Rant.
Yes, it's time for the rant, where we rant about anything movie-related. For me, it's usually about Twitter. Not this time,
though. How's your tweeting going, dude?
Oh, man, I forgot to mention that. I'm sort of, like, off and on. I catch the bus to work every day, so I kind of can't help but be on there. But I have zero expectations now. I've realized, as I've taken a step back from Twitter, that I think all of
us... Going outside is really cool.
No, not just that, but all of us are very selfish, there's very few people out there that are willing to share, willing to engage, and I don't know.
Dude, did you get cyberbullied?
Cyberbullied? No. I don't even know what that entails to be cyberbullied. If ignoring me,
nudes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, those are under lock and key, Polaroid style.
Select few.
That's right. But yeah, no cyberbullying.
I enjoy Twitter for sports scores. I follow all my favorite teams. I look at a few select people's tweets and that's about it.
Yeah, and I gotta say, I'm really happy. I was really busy at work when the news broke about Harrison Ford and his plane crash. I read a whole bunch of, like, later on, I caught some article headlines where they made it sound like he was on his deathbed and stuff, and it's like, people just click-whoring, and it's disgusting. That's not my rant, by the way.
Do you honestly think you're gonna kill Harrison Ford via a plane crash?
Oh, definitely
you're
not.
You're so wrong.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
No.
That guy's living for a long time.
Yeah.
Or at least to get the three Star Wars films out.
That's right. Yeah. He's tough as nails, man.
Did I mention that I'm really, really, really looking forward to Star Wars?
Yeah, I can't wait to.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be cool.
Supposedly there's a new trailer on Age of Ultron.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And of course, Latina Review's already seen it. And they have a spoiler point-by-point thing on the internet.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, geeks.
Yeah.
Do you know I've still not seen the Star Wars trailer on the big screen?
Yeah, neither have I,
and
actually.
I see a lot of movies. Where the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah. Haven't seen it once.
Nope. But I've seen the Age of Ultron trailer every freaking weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it plays every movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
Sorry to hijack your rant.
It's all good.
I talk a lot.
Yeah. All right, I'll get into my rant, which is on the topic of trailers. Before every movie, we're all used to seeing commercials and trailers. You know, buy this car, buy this cell phone, switch to this cable internet. And then you're treated to about, who knows, five trailers, whatever it is. By the time all of that rolls around, it's like you're going on 15 to 20 minutes. I just hate that I have to factor that in when planning a movie day. I know they have bills to pay. I know they have to keep the lights on. But still, you get places like Drafthouse who don't have trailers or commercials. How is that possible for them? Like, I know they're a smaller company and everything. There's got to be a way to reduce that. It drives me nuts. I basically boycott anybody who advertises in movie theaters. It's what I'm doing these days.
I saw five movies yesterday. And one of the movies ended 10 minutes after one of them started. And I'm like, I'm fine. There's going to be at least 10 minutes of commercials.
Yeah,
minimum. I'm good. Yeah. And I walked in, and it was still the commercials.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree, man.
Yeah, they're stuffing this down our throats, and we get enough of it in everyday life.
I do not want to buy a Hyundai Sonata.
Yeah, neither do I. And no. I don't want a Telus cell phone plan.
No. Kudo.
Oh, man. Yeah, Kudo commercial. And that wrestler guy. It's just terrible.
El Tabador?
Oh.
See, it pisses me off that I know that stupid character from Kudo's name, okay? Yeah,
exactly. Ugh. Yeah.
God.
So that's it for me.
All right. My rant. A lot of people say the downfall of movie going nowadays is teenagers talking and bringing their cell phones out. No, people, you're wrong. It's old people.
Oh, old people, they're terrible.
They are awful. I saw the second best exotic Marigold Hotel last night, and every old person in that theater was talking the entire film out to their like spouse or friend.
Oh,
and I wanted to kill them all.
They'll be out the door any minute now. Don't worry.
Oh, no, but it's so bloody ignorant. You should know better. You are old.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. You're not. There's no excuse. You're not 12.
Yeah, and then all they're going is, there's that guy from Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Did he just go down the stairs? Yes, he did. You saw it on the screen. Stop talking.
Oh, no.
I hate you.
So you've got your own commentary track.
I know, it's totally a commentary track. Like, screw all of you.
Oh, they're terrible.
I know. Like,
they're garbage.
It was. I still remember when I saw 50 Shades of Grey, there were some old people behind me who kept on telling me about how he's whipping this chick. And it was disgusting.
Nice.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Tell our listeners probably the most disgusting interaction you had with an old person at a movie theater for Silver Linings Playbook.
The woman beside me, I guess, was wearing a diaper because she shit in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Throughout the entire film, I could hear it. It was disgusting. People who have that kind of a problem should not be allowed out of the house. I know this sounds really mean, but there's other people around. It is not cool.
Yeah, and like a packed theater.
I know.
And you said she got up and changed and shit in another diaper.
It's just terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Rant over.
Yeah, I fully agree with Bill.
Seriously, dude, I think it's time to thin the herd.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
All right, let's do it. I'm trying to think of what they... Something we can poison them with. I don't know. I'm out of ideas.
We can make them watch Primer.
Yeah, that's right. Their heads might explode. That would actually be awesome.
No, but then they would talk about it.
What did he say?
Why is there another one of that guy?
That's right.
I'm lost.
Yeah. Yeah, that's old people in Victoria. They are brutal.
No, but you know what? They really liked the Marigold Hotel movie because they told me.
Oh, jeez. Awesome. Awesome. No. There's a movie I'm skipping.
For the podcast. I saw it.
For the podcast. We do it for you. All right.
Man, it's been a lean month.
It has.
You know what's really sad? The one movie I kind of wanted to see got destroyed. Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Oh, right.
Everybody
hated
that film. We never saw it.
Yeah.
We were away last weekend at the marathon movie, 24-hour deal. And I went to see it this weekend. It was gone.
Oh, is it really?
It's gone.
Wow.
It lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
I'm sure it's terrible, but I still kind of wanted to see it. I love the first one.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed the first one.
I saw five movies yesterday for the podcast. I had 10 minutes between all of them.
Right on.
Perfect timing yesterday. Just wish the movies were better.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a rough patch there.
We're getting closer to some good stuff, man.
Yeah, I know. It's that time of year, man. Like, yeah, January through March, pretty much. It's a terrible time. It sucks. It really sucks. But we did see a couple of movies we both enjoyed.
I think. So what are we doing first?
Let's start with Focus.
Focus.
Will Smith and Margot Robbie. Both are con people.
And Gerald McRaney.
Who is that?
The old bodyguard guy of Rodrigo Santoro.
Right, right.
Yeah. And I had to say it like I was saying Antonio Banderas. Rodrigo Santoro.
Nice, man. Nice. Yeah, Bill is the walking IMDb.
I'm a little scary.
I like this one a lot. It seemed like everybody involved in the movie was having fun. Like, it seemed to be portrayed on the screen. They were having fun. And as a result, I had fun, and I quite enjoyed it. What were your first impressions of Focus?
I like a good heist film. And the first half hour of this film was kind of like one big giant heist scene. And I really liked that. Yeah. It's really well done. For that half hour, Will Smith was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way they pulled all these jobs off, it was really fun to watch. But then, love happened. I understand. She's really pretty.
Oh, yeah.
But my God, did it just absolutely suck the energy out of the film.
Oh, you thought so, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I still enjoyed their relationship. Didn't seem necessary, but... it was
I rest my case.
Well, that's Hollywood for you. Right. They just you put two good looking people together, they have to be in love. That's 90% of Hollywood movies.
Oh, yeah.
But watching the two of them play together on screen, I enjoyed them. Like, it felt like old school Will Smith, you know?
Yeah. Will Smith can be really good when he's not doing stupid like action roles, and in this one he's a very calm, cool dude. Mm-hmm. He needs to do that more.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And as I said, in the first half hour of the film, Will Smith and his gang are like a giant team of thieves, and their goal is to hit a really populated area and just go to town.
Yeah, steal watches, purses.
And nothing says big event like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the unlicensed Super Bowl, so they couldn't say Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was like the Sharks versus the Eagles or something. It was like the Sharks.
Yeah.
And they just go to town on this, and it's really fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah, they're doing horrible things. They're stealing people's livelihoods and their identities, but it feels like you're in on it, in on the heist, and you're having fun with them. And it's harmless because it's a movie.
And meanwhile, Will Smith is trying to teach the Margot Robbie character how to be a thief. And she has natural ability because she is smoking hot.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That is her like key. She like gets guys.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
It's a fun watch. But as I said, it kind of dies. Then it gets kind of good again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very light, very thin on the plot.
It's super watchable. It's just every bloody thing in that film is telegraphed 45 minutes before it happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I thought the first 30 minutes was really smart. I just kind of wish the rest of the film was as smart. Why can't you write it that smart?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a good point. And I mentioned in my notes here that normally I despise movies that pause the movie and go, okay, I'm going to explain everything that just happened. Because they did that like two or three times in this movie. And I was okay with it this time. Just because of the execution, the people involved, the direction, the style, the editing. I enjoyed it.
When you're pulling off a kind of elaborate heist, it is kind of cool to see how it works. And it works really well in this film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Especially, as you mentioned, the first 30 minutes. That's the best part of the movie.
Yeah, it's really fun.
For sure. Yeah.
It's not a bad film. It's actually really quite watchable.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think it's been getting a pretty raw deal. It's not a bad film.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think a lot of people just... It's the world we live in these days. The internet. They just...
Will Smith has no karma anymore with people, man. Like,
no.
After Earth and all those other crappy films.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done pretty much to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not a bad film.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't, like, recommend run out and see it, but, you know, it's Cheap Tuesday or VOD.
Once it hits Netflix, check it out.
Yeah, it's a fun little film. It's not going to win any awards, but who cares if it wins awards, because awards suck.
Yeah, they're useless.
Did I mention, I'm going to get off a tangent here, Adrian put this on Twitter, and I thought it was beautiful. Absolutely one of the best things he's ever put on the green screen Twitter account. We don't care anything about the Oscars, so we forgot to do our Fuck the Oscars show.
Oh, totally.
How awesome is that?
We cared so little about the Oscars, we forgot to record our annual Fuck the Oscars show.
And in case you're curious, I played video games during the Oscars.
I watched 45 minutes of it, and I was like, what am I doing? This is bull. And I played The Sims 4 on my Mac.
Hey.
Which was way more fun and way more productive.
Sorry for the tangent.
It's all good, man.
I've been known to do that. But yeah, Focus.
Yeah, Focus. Check it out.
Yeah, it's not a bad film.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do worse.
There's been a couple of films lately that a lot of people have really crapped on.
Yeah, it's the hive mind.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't get it. Yeah. That's what I hate about Twitter, man. People just pile on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. Watch the film for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so.
I mean, nobody's watching movies. Supposedly, like, the entire top 10 this weekend, if you added all the movies together, equaled $30 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nobody is watching movies right now.
And normally you'd like that out of your top film, like 30 to 50.
Like opening weekend, your film should be doing pretty well. Like, I'm pretty sure that like Cinderella or Insurgent, like that.
Oh,
yeah. Insurgent will do. Insurgent's gonna do 50 plus.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, Focus, not bad.
Yeah, check it out.
A slight recommendation.
Slight, light recommendation.
Adrian liked it more than me, but I still kind of thought it was okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. On to something I don't think either one of us would recommend. Unfinished Business. The latest Vince Vaughn vehicle of Vince Vaughn being Vince Vaughn.
You know what, though? He's not bad in this film.
You don't think so?
He's just Vince Vaughn.
Yeah,
I guess. That's the same damn thing every film. He's okay with it. I didn't really have a problem with him. It's just every other bloody thing in the film.
Everything.
And they found a way to make Dave Franco shitty.
Yeah, well.
And I love Dave Franco. He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I did enjoy his early stuff in the movie.
Yeah.
Like the first 5-10 minutes of Dave Franco, he made me laugh a few times. And then you find out why he is the way he is.
And it's like, as soon as they say what his problem is, crickets,
and they're expecting laughter, and they play that for jokes the whole movie.
Yeah, he is the butt of the jokes because he's handicapped.
Yeah, that's right.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. It's brutal.
So you have Vince Vaughn has a Jerry Maguire moment where he's at his company and doesn't want to take it from the man anymore, so he quits and decides he's going to go out on his own. And says, if anybody wants to come with me, I'm starting my own company. Two people come with him.
Yeah.
One of them doesn't even work there.
That's right.
He was there to apply for a job, and he decided he was just going to jump along and with no experience. And all of a sudden, he's okay and qualified.
And overqualified at
handicapped.
Times. Yeah. Yeah, it was brutal.
And it's all about Vince Vaughn getting back at his old company by getting this really big account that the other company's trying to get. And there's other weird little subplots, like his kids are getting bullied and all this other meaningless, stupid crap in the background that you totally don't need.
Yeah.
It weighs the film down.
Yeah. I wanted to jump in on there because you mentioned I call it the undercooked bullying story with the children, because it's like half developed, doesn't really go anywhere. There's no arc to that story. And I know it sounds silly for me to even say the word arc when you're talking about a Vince Vaughn movie. But yeah, his family back at home, you know, he's got a naggy wife who's going, we need to send him to private school. And the solution to bullying is to send them to private school, because there's no possible way they could get bullied there, right?
There, well, Donnie Darko said, you got to take some karate lessons, toughen up.
Yeah, and kick him in the balls.
Kick him in the balls.
That's right. Another thing that really bothered me about this movie is none of them talk like real people at all. Dave Franco asks, what's this wheelbarrow position you guys are talking about? And one of them goes, oh, it's where one person does this to the other person. And I'm sorry, but I'm going back to my early days, my teenager days, when we'd have these discussions. You'd be like, oh, first you prop up the chick like this, and you drive her like this, and, yeah, you know, you don't say one person does this to the other person. It's just, that's just a stupid example I wanted to use.
Do you know how much I cared about this film? Last podcast, I said that Jim Broadbent was in the film, and it's actually Tom Wilkinson.
Oh,
I don't care about this film.
Yeah.
It was all. Everything about this film was terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for terrible. Sure. Yeah. It's just the lowest form of humor with unfunny sex jokes, male full frontal.
Yeah. I love glory hole jokes.
Yeah. And they had a full, like, what, 10-minute sequence on a glory hole joke. That just wasn't funny.
And of course, the handicap guy has to fall into the penises.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
yeah.
The handicap guy's funny.
Yeah, it's funny because he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just silly.
And he looks up and goes, his dick hit my chin.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh, God.
Terrible. Just terrible.
The lowest common denominator humor.
Oh, for sure.
Just everything about this film. It's terrible.
Yeah. Probably the scene I hated the most, and this is not really a spoiler because it's can't really spoil
it. It's garbage. Do not see it.
Do not see it. But Vince,
the good thing is that nobody did see it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
They bombed hardcore.
Yeah. But there's a scene where Vince Vaughn, and he does this a few times in the movie. He's in a Skype session with his family, and he stops moving his face so that they think it's frozen.
Even though the background's moving?
Yeah, background's moving. You can see people walking by in the background. You can see the cars driving by. But because his face is frozen, oh, I guess we should hang up. Daddy's session is frozen. And they play so many recurring jokes that just weren't funny to start with. It's just, it's terrible.
I did learn something that I never knew. It is, according to this film, possible to run a marathon in a business suit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Vince Vaughn, in this movie, spoiler, but fuck it, I don't care. This movie is, if you watch this, I'll find you and I'll slap you in the face. just decides he's going to, he had been training for a marathon. He's like, I got busy with life and I had to stop training. Well, there's a marathon going on in Berlin, and he just I'm going to start doing it. So he, in his, like, loafers, ran for 5.5 hours in his business suit and finishes the marathon.
Yeah. Yeah. It was terrible. What? It was terrible. He had this whole bit where he was, like, Mr. Athletic, and it just didn't make any sense because it's Vince Vaughn.
He's a little punchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible film.
Terrible. I think I'm finished.
It's one of the worst films of the year.
By far.
There's been some bad ones, but this is right up there.
Oh, yeah.
And as I said, I will find you if you watch this film. And, yeah, I will Dave Franco you into some guy's balls. And,
that's right. Yeah, onto mine.
Oh, just avoid. Terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. Do not see Unfinished Business, not even on Netflix. On to something that I think both of us will recommend. Chappie.
This was the film that got destroyed on Twitter.
Before it even came
out. Before it even came out. The second that Neil Blomkamp was announced to do Alien, everybody shit on Chappie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, before anybody saw the film.
Yeah. And nobody had seen this film until a couple days before it opened. They weren't hiding it. They just didn't show it, supposedly. Mm-hmm. It played in, like, the major markets, but if you weren't in a major market, you didn't see it, which also pissed people off. So yeah. Everybody was railing on this film, like, days before it opened. And you know what? It's really good.
It's really cool. I like this one a lot.
The surprise of the year so far.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. If you all seen the trailer, it's a robot who is childlike, that grows up very fast, being taught by two rappers.
That's right.
Of the band D'Antwoord.
Yeah.
And an American cohort of theirs, and Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire.
That's right.
Who's the maker of Chappie.
Yeah.
And I love this film. But I have one problem.
Oh, what's that?
It's a big problem.
Okay.
Ninja of D'Antwoord is terrible.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty brutal. Yeah. Yeah. And the girl, I thought she had some really cool, like, quiet moments with Chappie.
Yeah, she was quite good, actually. But he looks like a pedophile.
He does.
Please don't sue me. You just do.
That's right.
You have really bad tattoos. You have a bad haircut. Which music actually kind of blows.
I've never heard of this group until this movie.
You know what's funny? I'd only heard like one D'Antwoord song, Enter the Ninja, and it played over the closing credits. And I'm like, okay, I like this song. It's just every other freaking song in the film is awful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed this movie because there were elements that made it feel like a mashup of District 9, RoboCop, Romeo and Juliet, the Lerman version, and Short Circuit. All movies I really enjoyed. And Blomkamp put enough of his own voice in that film to make it his own. I don't know. And Charlton Copley, I don't know what it is, but when he gets with Blomkamp, I have a real soft spot for him. He plays the voice of Chappie.
It's very Andy Serkis-like voice-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Andy Serkis with the motion capture, how he's amazing at it. Charlton Copley just makes Chappie awesome in this film.
Oh, totally.
Without him, this film is nothing.
Yeah.
And he knocks it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
He is great.
Yeah. Yeah, Chappie starts out as an infant, and Copley really nails that kind of innocence, the ignorance of the world. And as he progresses, he has a really well-developed arc that I quite enjoyed. It was I was actually quite moved.
Oh, yeah, I was too, actually,
by his stuff. And I, after reading the initial reactions from critics who watched it 2 days before it came out, I was like, oh, well, maybe we'll see. I'm gonna see for myself. But I just can't believe how many people just, I guess it's not a shocker that they hated it before they saw it, and they hated it after they saw it. So they had their minds made up already.
I think that we also have to give credit to Hugh Jackman as the villain.
Yeah.
With a really sweet mullet.
It's awesome. It is so great.
Hugh Jackman usually plays like the heroic handsome man. And then in this film, he's the asshole of the film.
Yeah.
And he's quite good.
He is.
But as I said, that D'Antwoord guy, my God. Every time he was on the screen.
Yeah. He is pretty bad.
Yeah. He has a tattoo of a child with a giant penis on his arm.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Every time I saw that, I'm like, you're just a douchebag.
That's brutal.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't understand. There's supposed to be characters in a film, but they wear D'Antwoord shirts. It's like they're D'Antwoord, but they're in a movie.
Oh, really?
It was weird. Like, they had they had shirts of themselves on, and on the back it was like Ninja de Antwoord.
Oh,
and then the female Yolandi de Antwoord. And I'm like, okay, are they de Antwoord?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Probably because I just had no idea who they were. I think it was after the movie somebody mentioned to me about that group. On a related note, for Chappie, I kind of wonder what would happen if Blomkamp slapped his sticker on his first three movies. Edgar Wright called his three movies the Cornetto Trilogy. What if Blomkamp did the same? Because
the Joe Berg Trilogy.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I saw a lot of people saying, oh, he made the same movie as District 9. Well, why does Edgar Wright get a pass on that kind of thing when he rehashes the same story three times? Like,
the thing is, I liked all of the Blomkamp films.
Yeah.
Say what you will about Elysium. Ending is terrible, but I kind of like the buildup in that film.
Yeah, the ride is a blast.
District 9 is awesome. Two of the three Cornetto trilogy films suck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you like Hot Fuzz, this is where Adrian said he likes Hot Fuzz.
I like Hot Fuzz.
Oh, damn it. I knew it. I hate Hot Fuzz.
The police officers are awesome. I
hate Hot Fuzz. Yeah. Yeah. But the opening scene of Chappie looks like the opening scene of District 9. And I was like, okay, you got to do something more than this, man. But it's the last time you see it. It's like news footage, like at the beginning of District 9, and then it's right at the beginning of Chappie, and then it becomes its own movie.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand why people are so low on this film. It's really great. I had no problem with the film other than de Antwoord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't really
say that enough.
Yeah. While I was watching the film, I couldn't really, not that I try to find anything to dislike or kind of pick at, but while I was watching it, nothing really bothered me other than, you know, the ninja guy who was
terrible.
Did
you enjoy the amazingly blatant PS4 product placement in that film?
Oh, that was awesome.
It's a Sony film, and my God, it's a PlayStation 4 over that film.
Yeah. This act is sponsored by PS4.
Yeah. Yeah, legit. Chappie uses the PS4 for like a major thing in the film, and there's like boxes everywhere. Everywhere you look, you see the PS4.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't like turn the laptop around. It was a Vio or something.
Well, they had Vio laptops in there. Yeah. But yeah, it was almost as crazy as like Spider-Man movies for the product placement.
No, that was really bad. I remember that now. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah. But yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah. What else did I have? The other thing I wanted to mention is that it's very gorgeous cinematography and superb special effects for a movie that I don't think had a huge budget. Like, Blomkamp rarely is given, you know, like $100 million, $150 million, anything in that neighborhood.
No.
This movie looked great.
And there was some pretty cool violence in the film, too.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, for a film that I didn't think was going to be R-rated, all of a sudden, people were getting like ripped apart. Yeah. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I think one guy got ripped in half.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome.
I was like, yes, R-rated.
Yeah, and there was a really funny comedy sequence that basically had me almost in tears of laughter when Ninja took Chappie out for the first time. They're cruising around. I won't say anything else beyond that. But oh my gosh, that whole sequence, I was like dying. It was so good.
So I think it's pretty safe to say that we both like this film. All I can say is just give it a chance. I think you'll like it.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know why people are down on it.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that Neil Blomkamp is one of the really cool directors going right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This is not a normal film. This film is a little bit screwed up.
It is.
You know what? I like it.
Yeah.
I like screwed up films.
Yeah, it's ballsy.
Like, yeah, I don't want to see like some Michael Bay piece of shit. I'd rather see Neil Blomkamp get a $200 million film than Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's going to be rad.
Yeah. Yeah, and he takes some... he took some real big chances on this film, too, which I really enjoyed. Yeah. There was some stuff that was really wacky. I was like, I'm with this the whole way.
And how awesome is this alien film going to be?
Oh, I cannot wait.
It's going to be great.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have anything else to add?
Nope. Check it Chappie? Out. Chappie's awesome.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're ready to get into some lightning round reviews where we briefly recap some movies we've watched recently. Do you want to start first?
First off, I want to apologize. I've only seen 3 other movies.
That's right.
Usually I have like 10. It's been really busy.
Yeah.
That 24-hour movie marathon thing took my whole weekend up last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I would have watched more movies.
Yeah, because we had to go there Friday night.
Yeah.
Saturday was done. Sunday was a write-off.
Yeah. I actually wanted to go and see movies the night we got back. I just couldn't do
it. That's just crazy.
Yeah. I was actually starting to get tired then. Because I would have been up like 2 days straight.
Oh, yeah.
And no, I just couldn't do it. So I only saw 3 movies. The Lazarus Effect.
Oh, yes. This one got crapped on.
Yeah. you know what, though? The first 20 minutes or so, when Olivia Wilde is not a demon, it's actually not bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. There's some cool stuff going on. But the second she dies, not a spoiler, it's in the trailer, the movie becomes a collage of every stupid horror film you've ever seen.
Oh, no. Hey,
she's Carrie.
Carrie? No.
Yeah, way. She's got telekinesis.
Oh, no.
Yeah, all over the place. Makes no sense. It mashes every stupid movie you've ever seen. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
No. I really wanted this to be good.
That's too bad.
I like a good horror film, but this was just a complete disappointment.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah, not good at all. It only had 2 show times in its second week at my theater I saw it at.
So oh, that's right.
Guessing it's not doing very good. The second best exotic Marigold Hotel.
Oh, yes. How did that turn out?
Not good.
Oh, no.
I thought it was all set in the first film, but it made a lot of money.
Yeah, it did.
So they had to make another one.
Oh, jeez.
It's just the same stuff, man.
And I wasn't but with Richard Gere.
I wasn't terribly into the first one either. I thought I was just pandering to a certain audience, and I'm not that audience.
Yeah, yeah.
It has its moments. You know, some of the actors are good. Of course they're good. It's like the be-all, end-all of British cinema.
That's right.
It's not a bad film. I just watch the first one again. It's the same freaking film. With, like, less characters.
I was going to ask, was Tom Wilkinson in that one? But he's not, is he?
No.
Because he died in the first
one. He died.
Spoiler alert. Oh,
But whatever, it's a shitty film.
He was shooting Unfinished Business.
Yeah. And the last film I saw was a little weird, quirky little indie.
Oh, yeah, what did you watch?
Faults.
You're oh, yeah. Saying, what I've the hell heard is that? It mentioned.
Yeah, it's been getting a little bit of buzz on Twitter. A lot of people are talking about it. It's about a guy who is supposedly the expert on cults. He writes books about cults and does reprogramming of people when they've been like adopted by cults. And this mother and father come up to him and say, "Our daughter's been abducted by a cult. Please get her back and reprogram her." So he kidnaps her.
Oh, hey. All right.
And takes her to a hotel and starts the reprogramming. And then everything goes haywire.
Oh, no way.
It's all over the place. And it's really wacky.
Nice.
And it's really screwed up. But in a really good way. I kind of dug this film.
Oh, no way.
It starts off kind of weak. And then it just kind of builds to this kind of wacky, wicked little film.
Nice.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead is a really underrated actress.
Yeah, she's good.
She's really good.
I like her.
Beth Grant is in the film, who is also a very underrated indie actress.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of wacky. Not everybody's gonna like it. But I dug the hell out of it. I like a good cult film.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah. Good times. like this film. Fault.
Nice.
Available Fault. On the iTunes.
Right on.
And some VOD, I believe.
Nice.
That's it for me.
That's it.
I'm a little, as I said, I'm a little light.
I think that's your record low.
I know.
For me, that's a good couple of weeks.
I played a lot of video games.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Bill got a PS4.
And I watched House of Cards.
Okay, cool.
House of Cards was pretty sweet.
Nice. Yeah. I haven't watched a single episode yet.
A lot of people are crapping on that, too. I like House of Cards.
Cool.
It's a good time.
Nice.
Kevin Spacey is the man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Everybody on that show is a man, actually.
Nice.
Including Robin Wright.
Yeah, she's really great.
She is the man.
Yeah,
my totally. God, she is the man. Ooh,
nice.
Love her.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's good times. I didn't watch it like 13 hours straight either. I watched it over like 3 days, I think.
Oh, okay.
I felt so weak because, you know, I watched 15 films in 24 hours last weekend and I couldn't watch 13 straight episodes.
I know. What's up with that, man?
I don't know. But yeah. There's some other new Netflix show.
I've heard people talking about it.
I watched the first episode and wasn't really that big of a fan of it, which is funny because I kind of love Ellie Kemper.
Right.
She's annoying as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did not like the show at all.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard other people say the same. It's like she's good in small doses.
Yeah, she was good in Bridesmaids.
Yeah, she's great in that. Yeah. In The Office, she had some good stuff in The Office. I vaguely remember back when I watched the show.
There's an American version of The Office? For shame. No, there's not. Watch the British version, you hacks.
Oh, come on. Don't be that guy. Don't be that douche. The first 4 or 5 seasons were really good.
I never watched it.
Oh, no?
No. Oh. Ricky Gervais for life.
All right. Well, for me, I watched last night, actually, on Netflix, Harmontown, the documentary about Dan Harmon, the showrunner for Community. He has this podcast called Harmontown where he records at a comic book store. It's basically just him geeking out with a couple of guys and he gets the audience involved. And I've never listened to the show and don't think I ever will just because he's from that level of geek that's just too geeky for me. Like love him to bits as a comedy writer. But he's basically Abed in Community.
Didn't he have like a really tough time on Community? Didn't he like get fired and then rehired?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they talk about that in the movie.
Okay. I never watched Community, so I really don't know, but I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. He wrote for Sarah Silverman for her show at one point. I think it was in the very beginning of her Sarah Silverman show. She actually had to fire him because she just couldn't handle him. He's like... just basically a total asshole, perfectionist, genius. They all say genius. That word gets tossed around a little bit easy.
Because there's a camera in front of them.
Yeah, that's right.
They all hate him.
Yeah.
Secretly.
Yeah, and some of them are pretty candid about the way he is with people. Like Sarah Silverman, she's like, you know, he's very talented. He's really great and everything, but she's like, I'm his biggest fan and I fired him. She's like, I should speak volumes. Wow. And he really is. Like, there's bits in the movie where he singles out his girlfriend and calls her out on stage and they talk about, like, deeply intimate stuff about their relationship. And you're just going, dude, that's not cool. Don't do that. Harmontown, if you like Community, you'll probably enjoy this. I liked 3 seasons of Community and have stopped watching. I didn't get a lot out of this. Other than a bit of perspective on Dan Harmon and his dungeon master, Spencer, he's a really cool guy. He has some cool moments. He has a DM.
I was going to say Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, they play Dungeons and Dragons in their podcast.
What?
Yeah. One night they invited this guy up. He was just a random dude in the audience named Spencer. Now he's part of the show every week.
12-sided die, yo.
20, Holmes. But yeah, he went on tour with them. They toured around America, and that's what it's all about.
Wow.
So yeah, Harmontown, if you like Community, you might like this. If you don't like Community, you probably won't get much out of this.
So I shouldn't watch it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
All right, cool.
Yeah. I also watched on Netflix Sherlock Jr., Buster Keaton film. Ever since the marathon and within the last year or so, I've kind of been telling myself I need to watch some of the classic films. So I was flipping around Netflix and I was like, Sherlock Jr., let's check this out. And I just giggled through the whole movie.
The funny thing is that at the first 24-hour movie marathon at the Cinematheque, they played Sherlock Jr.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
No way.
And it was a 16-millimeter print.
No.
And it was amazing. Oh, it was the first film that played.
Yeah.
And it was worth the $40.
Sweet.
Just for that.
Nice.
It was amazing.
That must have killed.
It did. It was Buster Keaton, it was the man. Like, he's just absolutely great. I know a lot of people are really into Chaplin, but Buster Keaton, he's where it's at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's really great. Cinema wizard, I would describe him just from watching this one film. I was like, wow, it's really cool how they did all these stunts and trick shots. And
yeah.
There were no special effects back then.
Nope.
So, even if a move is quote unquote simple as him being on top of a building and using this gate to jump on and let his way down onto a car. I was like, wow, that's really cool.
Buster Keaton was the 1920s version of The Raid.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Totally. Yeah.
Just doing stuff that you probably should not be doing, because I'm pretty sure Buster Keaton was not wearing a harness.
Oh, probably not.
No.
No. That all looked super dangerous. And he's got some really funny comedic chops. And I had a blast. I'm definitely going to check out some more.
I'm going to totally freak Adrian out here. You guys ready? I had this really weird idea as like a part of the podcast. Like every show, I could whip out a DVD or a Blu-ray for like Adrian to watch as homework for my massive DVD and Blu-ray collection of an old film that I think is worthy.
I'd be into that. That'd be cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was thinking, because you were talking about how you wanted to watch a lot of old films. Well, I have a lot of old films.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was thinking I could, every show, pass Adrian a DVD or a Blu-ray. And he could tell us what he thinks of it next time.
Cool. Yeah, let's do that.
And you guys at home could play along.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good idea. Green Screen of Death Movie Club.
Yeah, maybe we'll start that next time.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I'll find the most fucked up horror film / whatever that's to like completely make it so Adrian never wants to do it again.
No, that's all good, man. Bring it on.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
Right on.
Cool.
Sorry to spring that on you.
It's all good. All good.
I literally tell him nothing I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, we don't, like, we talk basic stuff before the show, like, hey, we'll review these movies and we'll do this format. But beyond that, we don't talk details.
Adrian texted me before the show. He's like, yeah, so I've got my notes ready. I'm like, dude, I'm winging it.
Nice.
I got, like, a paragraph.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, for each, if anybody's wondering about the podcast magic that takes place here every 3 weeks.
Magic.
I usually, for each main review movie, I write maybe 4 or 5 points down of things I want to talk about the movie, whether it's good or bad. So that's how I roll.
My notes say main reviews, Chappie, Unfinished Business, and Focus. That is it.
We need to focus more on the next one.
I just throw it out, man.
Well, and
I totally think I know what the movie's going to be, too, that I give you.
Oh, yeah?
And it's fucked up.
Nice.
I love it.
Right on.
Yeah.
Bring it on, man. And my third movie, getting back onto
I'm just hijacking this show. Don't even care.
That's right. Bill's a freaking bandit on this one.
All over the place.
On my final lightning round movie I watched was The Duff, the Mae Whitman vehicle that has a despicable, just brutal title and premise, but it's actually really sweet and touching at times. For those unaware, The Duff stands for the Designated Ugly Fat Friend, and Mae Whitman is the Duff of her group,
which
of
is
three friends.
How could she be the Duff?
Yeah, she's a really cute girl.
She's really cute.
Very pretty, very likable, very funny, like traits that any guy would be happy to to be with, but it's the premise is ugly and nasty. But I quite enjoyed it. It's just sort of in the spirit of like She's All That and Mean Girls.
She's All That.
Well, you've seen the trailer, right? Where he's like, I gotta unduff you. It's like, remember what's his name? Freddie Prinze had to turn that super hot girl into the prom queen.
Don't forget the junior.
The junior?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, Freddie Prinze Jr. Yeah. Same premise. This has been going on since the beginning of teen rom-coms.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. The 90s ended?
Pretty much.
Paul Walker took all his roles.
Not anymore.
Oh.
Ouch.
That hurts, man. That's not cool. Anyway.
Brick Mansions. There you go, dude. Did that bring it down for
now,
you?
Now reimagine every Paul Walker movie with Freddie Prinze Jr. Brick Mansions, yo.
I'm going to get you, Toretto.
Oh, man.
Freddie Prinze Jr. won at life, though. He married Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, that's true.
He wins.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Anyways, continue. The Duff. I hijacked that shit again.
It's all good.
All over the place.
It's very funny. Oh, my gosh. Mae Whitman. She's been in some really funny movies and TV shows in her career. She was in Arrested Development. She was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah, Perks of Being a Wallflower. She's amazing in that.
Yeah.
So she's been in some great stuff, been involved with some really talented people. And here she just showcases her talent. And I really hope that she gets more leading roles. And I wish this movie did better, but I understand like the marketing of this movie was terrible, mean-spirited and gross, and kind of went against everything we are trying to stop in this world, which is online bullying and name-calling.
I will never see this film. Just for the title alone.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no excuse for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun film.
Yeah.
I'll never see it.
Yeah. I went in going, oh man, cause I took my niece to see that. And, I was like, oh man, The Duff, let's go. And a few minutes in, I'm laughing. It's hilarious.
So you only saw the three?
Yeah, that's it for me for Lightning Round.
Opening soon, March 13th. Adrian's got that cold, man.
Yeah, I have to blow my nose. It's brutal.
All right, so opening soon. I'm thinking there's a couple of good ones in this one, but my God, there's still some bad flicks here, man.
Oh, yeah?
It's a good thing you're going to a film festival because yeah. I'm going to be holding the fort here.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It's not looking pretty.
Ah, what do you
there's
got?
There's legit two films in this list that are the same film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
March 13th, Cinderella.
Oh, yeah.
Every generation has to have a new live-action Cinderella.
Every 3 years.
Pretty much. But you know what? This is a big Disney franchise. Like they're not. I think this is going to be good. Because I don't think they're going to let a bad Cinderella film go out.
We'll see.
It's got Kate Blanchett.
Look
in
at
it.
What they did with Maleficent.
Well, that was crap. But this is one of the big ones. So
yeah, it is a Disney
staple.
Yeah,
I think it might be okay. And Kate Blanchett's in it, so you know it's going to be good.
That's true.
I love her.
She's
being evil. Run All Night. This is the first of the interchangeable films. This one has Liam Neeson in it.
That's right.
He shoots Ed Harris's son, and Ed Harris goes after him to kill his other son.
Yeah.
And I looked at this trailer, and I'm like, they literally just have a big giant sheet on the wall, and they throw a dart at it, and it says, "Dad kills son." And below it is,
yeah.
Daughter gets kidnapped.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, that's all these Liam Neeson films are.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
No interest.
It Follows.
Oh, yeah. That's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah. Big recommendation on that one.
Yeah.
One of the best films of the year so far. And a truly inventive horror film.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I've seen it 3 times. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's on demand as well, probably U.S. only this weekend.
Yeah, we're in Canada. Yeah. Enough said.
Yeah.
VOD doesn't work in Canada.
That's brutal.
March 20th, Insurgent.
Skip that.
You didn't see Divergent, did you?
No, yeah. No interest.
I took one for the team on that one.
I'm so done with young adult films. It's just not even funny. I'm a grown man. I've got no interest in these.
I've heard the second book is better than the first book, and I'm just like, why do you even tell me this?
Like it matters.
I know. Like it's the same shit. The Gunman. So it's the Liam Neeson film, but it's got Sean Penn in it.
They cast Sean Penn.
Yeah. From the director of Taken.
Oh, shit. I didn't know
Olivier
that.
Olivier Megaton.
Oh.
Yeah. What the hell? Do you hit a certain age and all of a sudden you become an action star?
I guess
so. Is that the new vehicle for these people?
I guess so.
I thought Sean Penn was like a respected thespian.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Always going for the Oscar. No. He's like a hitman or something. I've seen a trailer. Don't remember a damn thing about it.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
As I was watching the trailer, I was like, what's this movie about? I guess we'll find out. I'll probably see that.
I'll probably see it too. I kind of want to see Sean Penn as like an action star.
Yeah, yeah, why not?
Yeah, because usually he's like the brooding, tough dude who could be okay, I guess. As long as it's not a franchise.
Yeah, screw that shit.
The Gunman 3.
Yeah.
Gun Harder.
That's right.
Kimiko the Treasure Hunter.
Oh, yes.
You heard about this film?
I've heard a lot about it. Haven't had a chance to see it.
Do you know the
it.
Basic premise?
No clue.
Kimiko is in Japan and watches the movie Fargo and thinks there's still a treasure buried in Minnesota.
Oh, no.
So she goes to Minnesota to try to find the treasure.
Wow, I didn't know that.
How awesome does that sound?
That's great. I had no clue.
I cannot wait for this film. I don't know, it's not going to open here, but I have to see this film. I'm going to track it down.
That sounds cool.
I can't wait.
Right on.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it, and I think I want to recommend it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
On that premise alone.
And the movie I've been talking about for like 6 months, Drafthouse Films presents Spring.
Oh, yeah, Spring.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I love this film.
Nice.
Part Lovecraft, part Linklater.
Right on.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a masterpiece.
Nice.
Yeah, I love that film so much.
Cool.
And it's available. It's going to be on VOD. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be in the theater. You have no excuse. Freaking find it.
Yeah, I think you can Draft House Films. You can usually buy them through, I think, Vimeo or
VHX, I think
VHX,
it's called.
VHX, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really good about that kind of thing. Because remember you were talking about a band called Death.
And yeah.
You couldn't watch it, but like the filmmaker was like, yo, you can watch it online. And
yeah. Support Drafthouse. They're awesome. And that film is the best film of the month.
Right on.
One of the best films so far of the year.
Wicked.
It's incredible. I can't wait for you to see it. March 27th. Do you like Kevin Hart?
I do.
Do you like Will Ferrell?
Oh, that's right.
Get hard, y'all.
That's right. It's playing South By, but I'm going to skip it
what?
There.
Will Ferrell gets thug lessons from Kevin Hart, who legit is 4'11".
Yeah, and like, hasn't been to jail in the movie.
In the trailer, they stand beside each other, and Will Ferrell is twice as tall as him.
That's right.
Will Ferrell could, like, stomp on him. Looks bad.
Oh, you think so? You see, this is masterful marketing. They are white people love Will Ferrell. White people love Will Ferrell. And black people love Kevin Hart. So it's going to do like 100 million opening. Okay, maybe not 100, but it's going to freaking open big, I think. Whether it's good, we'll see. I'll probably check that one out.
Name a Will Ferrell film that you like that's not Anchorman 2 or Anchorman 1.
Old School.
Oh, what?
I love Old School.
Oh, so terrible.
What else? Oh, he was in the Mark Wahlberg cop show. What was that one?
Okay, that one was actually kind of good.
Yeah, that was awesome. My favorite
Will Ferrell film, Stranger Than Fiction.
Oh, yeah, that one's pretty good.
That's a really damn good film. Yeah. Underrated as hell. Yeah. Not a lot of people saw that one. Some animated film called Home.
Okay.
Where an alien gets trapped on Earth and has to find their way home. Sounds like E.T.
E.T.
I know you love animated films, man.
Oh, man. If it's by Disney, I'll pass.
I think it's DreamWorks.
I'll pass on them, too.
Yeah, I saw the trailer like probably a month ago, and I don't remember it at all.
Nice.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Could have watched the trailer, but I said I'm winging this, so.
Yeah.
The Salt of the Earth. Documentary by Wim Wenders and I forget the guy's name. His last name is Salgado, I believe.
Okay.
It's about a photographer who worked. I've seen the film. I saw it at VIFF last year. About a photographer who worked war scenes and got really bad PTSD from it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He saw all this like amazingly terrible stuff in war countries and decided he was going to change his whole direction and become like a nature photographer.
Oh, wow.
And it's stunning. Oh, cool. I love this documentary. And it went over really hard at VIFF. Everybody loved it.
Right on.
It's a really damn great film. It was nominated for Best Documentary at the Oscars. That actually means anything. This one's actually good.
Right on.
Yeah, I really like that film. Salt of the Earth.
Cool.
While We're Young. Heard of this one?
No.
Well, you should have. It's the new Noah Baumbach film.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. With Ben Stiller, Naomi Watts, Adam Driver, Amanda Seyfried.
Right.
He made a little film called Frances Ha.
Yeah.
Which I know you love.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen a trailer for it.
Yeah, neither have I.
And I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah, it opens in a couple weeks. I think there's a screening here in a couple weeks. So.
Oh, cool.
You won't be here. it's an elevation picture.
Oh, it is. Yeah. No way. Huh.
But, yeah, that's it. Cool. Couple good ones.
Yeah.
I'll be busy. You'll be busy at a film festival. Yeah. We'll see what you see.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I'll probably do at least one show where I ask somebody to guest host with me, co-host. We'll probably just do the same format. We'll talk about our favorite movies and talk about some movies we didn't like and whatever. And we'll play it by ear. And I'll probably do the interviews I did at Fantastic Fest as well, because a lot of people enjoy those. So it was a lot of fun.
The best part of that Fantastic Fest one was where you talked to Pat Healy. And he mentioned that he talked to me.
Oh, yeah.
I was so awkward with Pat Healy.
Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, I think I met your boy. He's the other half of your podcast, right? And I was like, yeah, that's Bill.
Yeah, the first freaking day at Fantastic Fest, I'm in the hotel waiting for a cab. And Pat freaking Healy is sitting there. And he, like, starts talking to me. And I'm just like, you're Pat Healy.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's kind of how we met as well. The year before, we were in the hotel lobby, and he was, I think Evan Katz was staying at our hotel, and he was just with him, just hanging out. I was like, oh, hey, you're Pat Healy. He was like, oh, hey, man, what's up? And we started talking a little bit, and he's just super down-to-earth guy, super
totally,
cool.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I hope you find somebody is all over the map like I am. And,
oh, jeez.
When you make this show, I'll be crying in the background when I'm listening to it because I'm not on it. But,
that's right. That's right. I'll cut some stuff in to include you. Yeah, I like that one too.
And we'll come back with a vengeance, and I'll be super ready to be all over the place and completely screw Adrian up and nice. Add shit to the show.
That's right. Making my editing just a dream. I'm already thinking of stuff I need to cut out.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess that's it though, right?
Pretty much.
Nothing else. Yeah. I didn't bother to look up. I probably won't be doing the announcements for Victoria stuff because I don't think anybody from Victoria listens to the show, which is funny because like through the website we use, I can check the stats and most of our listeners are from California, which I think is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Shout out to California. What up? Very few listeners in BC. So I don't think I'll bother with the Victoria stuff anymore because
nah.
It doesn't really benefit the people that are listening to the show. So Well, where can people find you on the Twitter?
They can find me on the Twitter at SoundJam69. I talk a lot about football.
Yeah. You'll see retweets for Man of the Match.
I do a lot of things to try to piss Adrian off about Liverpool.
Doesn't work, man. It's funny because all day long at work, I don't even look at Twitter. It's like only on my way to work and on my way home. If it's not in that window, I don't see it. So
it sucks too because I like retweet a bunch of stuff and I'm like, dude, yeah, I totally read. Like, I'm not even watching the game, man. Like, fuck.
What? Not even when was that? Like maybe when I was at work.
I was just like, ah, oh, come on. And he's like, yeah, I'm at work.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't work weekends anymore, so I'll be watching. I watched this morning, so you can find me on Twitter. I'm at @Adrian_Charlie, and we have a Twitter account for the show, which we post on once in a while. It's @TheGreen_Screen. You can also find us on various platforms such as iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio. So throw us a subscribe, hit a like button, leave a comment. That helps us reach a wider audience. So I don't know. Do you have anything else to add before we take off?
Have a good time at South By, man.
Yeah, thanks, Holmes. I will. I'll be updating. I'll hashtag everything so I don't annoy everybody. So if anybody has filters and gets sick of reading about me talking about movies, you can just add a filter. But, yeah, I'll be back, and hopefully we'll survive Austin.
So, when are you back?
On the 19th. So, leave on the 12th, come back on the 19th.
So, I think we record the week after that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sounds about right.
So, Adrian's going to have to watch, like, a bunch of movies that week.
Gonna have to. I might. I might watch some movies.
You thought I took over the podcast. If I've seen every movie and he's seen nothing, I'm just gonna talk.
Oh, jeez.
It's gonna be rad.
Yeah. I may have to see it as a self-defense for the show.
I jumped off the plane and had to go straight to the theater and watch Cinderella.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, until next time, thanks very much for listening.
Peace.